I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. I learned a new trick while kayak fishing for bass here just the other day. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life. And by everything, we mean top products by your favorite brands. From Blackstone to Blue Buffalo, Carhartt to Cooper, Milwaukee to Muddy, Scott's to Science Diet, DeWalt, Levi's, Purina, Husqvarna, Goodyear, Rapala, Vortex, whew, and a whole lot more. In-store or online, check out all the brands Fleet Farm carries to help make your everyday life better.
I love to kayak fish for bass. I use a short rod, an ice fishing rod actually, to vertical jig in deep water, and I can then see my lure on the sonar as it's dropping. I can see it suspended under the kayak, and I can watch as fish move up to the lure. Now, when I get a bass to swim up to the lure and it doesn't take it, oftentimes what I will do is raise that lure up, hoping that the bass is aggressive enough to chase that lure up, and I know that if they do, there's a good possibility that they will hit it. They were just coming up to the lure, watching it, and as I raised the lure, they would swim away. Now, as I was moving into shallower water, my lure actually started resting on the bottom in the sand and in that rubble. And as I reached around to grab another lure out of my tackle box, all of a sudden I realized I have a fish biting, and I caught it. After that, every time a fish would swim up to my lure, I would drop it to the bottom and let it sit. And many times these fish would suck that jig right off the bottom, and another bass caught. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.